the book Hebrews, part 229, on Professor Hannes Dreetlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which I haven't written. It was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860. The best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can ever lay your hands on. So I would suggest if you don't have it, try and get it. I have a couple of copies available. You can contact me at my website number, it's +27 for South Africa, and my cell phone number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications for all the other studies that you are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, for those that you love. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be together and study the word of Yahweh our Elohim. Hebrews chapter 10, and we're still busy with our sideline scripture, our confirmation scripture, which is 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh Almighty. All scripture is given as out of the hand of Yahweh Almighty. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction and righteousness. Now, especially the 1611 King James Bible, there were so many reproofs of it where they made certain changes at certain times. Well, most of your Bibles in the world today have been reviewed. They don't read like the original ones did many, many, many years ago. Things have been changed here, things have been changed there. And this is why the way the Bible federations, world federations, which is orchestrated by the Roman Catholic Bible Federation. But the scripture says that we must use the word. This is what it says. All scriptures is given by inspiration of Yahweh our Elohim, which is through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And it's profitable for doctrine. We need to approve and reproof doctrine. We need to study the doctrine that churches and people preach and teach. Does it run in line with what the Bible says? For reproof, for correction. So if somebody is wrong, we must correct them with the word. And for instruction in righteousness. Instructions by the Ruach HaKodesh. He says, verse 17, that the man of Yahweh Almighty may be perfect. We are not perfect. We are striving towards perfection. This is what the Bible says. This is what holiness is. It's for us to live in holiness, to lay off daily. You remember commitment, completion, with our eyes on the goal. The day that we die, we reach our goal. But in the meantime, lies, as Yahushua said as well, one day at a time. We don't try and take 3-4 steps at a time. One step. Says in verse 17, that the man of Yahweh may be perfect. He doesn't say we are perfect. May. Strive towards. And that's why Apostle Paul, he likes to use holiness, striving towards holiness, like somebody that's running in a road race, running a race, an athletic race. He says, only the winner, the first guy is the winner. I've said so many times that the first one that's second is the first loser. Anyone behind the winner is losers. They can give him a medal, they can give the third guy a medal and a fourth guy. It doesn't mean anything. It's just to smooth their consciousness or their conscience. But it's the one that breaks the line first who's the winner. And that's what the Apostle Paul says. We must run like an athlete to become first. That the man of Yah Almighty may be perfect, striving towards perfection. Thoroughly furnished into all good works. What do? We need to do the work of Yahshua as He has called us into redemption. As He has paid the price. And He has leaded us in the revelation word. And gave us word. And gave us life to live in total holiness. That's what He wants us to do. Now we're going back to Hebrews 10 verse 34. Now we're back in our scriptures. Now Apostle Paul says in Hebrews 10 34, for ye have compassion of me in my hands. Who is this? This is Yahshua. Why? Because of all the capital letters that say. For ye, that's us, even in the 24th century, had compassion of me, Yahshua, in my hands. The compassion comes from where? Nobody had ever had more compassion than Yahshua, paying with his life in order for us, even in the 21st century, to be able to live. And to joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Yahshua said, in the house of my Father there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare you a place. So when he's finished with this, I'm coming to take you where you can be where I am. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, he's sending us the Ruach HaKodesh to teach and lead us on all right and righteousness. Hallelujah. So what do we have? In heaven, we have something that's everlasting. In the life we're living in today, when you buy something, they will give you a 6 months guarantee or a year guarantee. If you feel good, you will have a 2 year warranty or guarantee. But in heaven, we have a permanent fixture. And it's not a building made with hands. When Yahshua is speaking about the house of his Father, as many mentions, he's using an earthly reference in explaining a heavenly glory. This is what is so important. We are kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. The word says so. Today, on earth, here where we are living today, this is where we are making a difference, preaching and teaching the gospel of salvation of Yahshua. And it's enduring, it's forever. It's not to deteriorate. It's not like a piece of cloth that will deteriorate or anything in this life. But it's everlasting. Why? Because it's spiritual. And that's why we need to be changed from a bodily into a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, 27, 58. When we are drawn into heaven, the parousia, for the coming of the bride of Yahshua, for his bride, to take us into heaven. never to come back to this place. Because this place is just going to integrate with the Battle of Armageddon. Now we know that the word says here in Hebrews 10:34 that there's something very special for us. There's something in store that hasn't even crossed the mind of people. So it's a better place. Much better place than where we are living today. Jehovah Witnesses and these guys, they say, we're going to stay. They're going to stay on the earth. They're not going to heaven. They're going to stay on this earth, on this very earth. Where a gang rapes a little girl of 4 years old, 3 years old, and do nasty things to people. This is the heaven you want to stay in. Now, we've been placed here to do what we can daily. Working in the kingdom of Yahweh, striving towards holiness, in making disciples to the glory of Yahushua. Now it says in Ephesians 4 verse 1, Ephesians 4 verse 1. Now again, from the scripture of Hebrews 10:34, we are now taking a confirmation scripture. I like confirmation scriptures. That explains the things that we've read, that we are studying. Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of Yahushua. I, who's the I? Apostle Paul. He was a prisoner. He spent a lot of his time in the prisons. But even in prison he made disciples unto the kingdom of Yahushua. He did not ever allow the circumstances to dominate his position or his mission. Never. Whether it was in prison or whether it was outside prison, he was teaching and preaching the word. And even when he appeared before the kings and before the Caesars, he stood on the gospel of salvation. He didn't fear people. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says, fear not him, the Satan, that can cast your body into, or that can harm your body, this flesh. Do not fear him. But fear him that can cast your soul, body and mind into hell. That's Yahweh Almighty. And I'm so glad we don't function on fear. We, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we function on the agape love. Agape. It's a Greek word. Agape love means heavenly. Heavenly love. Supernatural love. That's agape love. It's not called the philae love. It's Greek words. It's, we want to function in the agape love. This is what the Bible says, that we must love one another. As we love ourselves, there's nobody that can say he does not love himself. Because everybody dress themselves up and wash their hair, brush their teeth and dress them properly to go to town or wherever. And this is the way we must love our brothers and our sisters in Yahushua. Not with a bodily love, but with a love of Yahushua. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of Yahushua, I, Apostle Paul, therefore the prisoner of Yahushua, beseech you, even us in this 21st century, that you walk worthily. We must be worthily of the vocation wherewith you are called. Meaning in the calling that Yahweh our Elohim has called him. That's why in this ministry of the revelation word, We will not, myself and Pastor Rico, do anything to put the message of salvation, the gospel of the revelation word, in a place where it can be harmful. But we want to be worthy in the calling that Yahushua has called us. And so are everyone, every Yahvist, everyone that says that they are part of the bride, the universal bride of Yahushua. The people need to see what we are preaching, meaning that we need to live the word that we preach. We need to function in what we teach. It's not a question of do as I said. No. There's a lot of churches with the pastors and you do as I say. No. You do as I lead. I will lead you in the revelation word and in the love, the happy love of Yahushua. And so are you to do the very same. Now let's go and do something today which is worthy, which is worthwhile for the kingdom of Yahushua. If it's Father's will, until tomorrow morning, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.